The authorities did not address in the press conference is who is going to get the $1 million reward for tips that led to the capture and conviction of Dorner. The Los Angeles Police Department has just issued a statement, and it says the following. Due to the large number of inquiries into the reward, the mayor's office and the Los Angeles Police Department remind media outlets that reward monies cannot be distributed until the investigation is complete, which takes time. Final decisions on the dissemination of the reward on this case, as in all reward cases, will be made upon completion of the investigation. Well, one potential candidate is Rick Heldebrake. He says Dorner pulled a gun on him, then took his truck, leaving him and his dog unharmed. And Rick joins me now out front. Rick, I just was, when I first read about your story, it was so moving. I know you had your dog. He let you keep your dog. What went through your mind when you were stopped by Dorner at gunpoint? Did you recognize him?
I recognized him right away. And, you know, it happened pretty quick. I saw the gun, and pretty much at the same time, he said, "I don't want to hurt you. Just get out and start walking up the road and take your dog." And that's what we did.
Now, I know you notified authorities right away. You said you recognized him, so you called. But let me play again what the Los Angeles mayor, Antonio Villagrosa, said last week when he announced the $1 million reward. Here he is.
Collectively, this group, led by my office, is posting a reward of $1 million for information that will lead to Mr. Dorner's capture.
Now, do you believe that it's fair for you to get that, or do you think that, well, technically he wasn't captured, he was killed, so it doesn't count?
Look, I believe that nobody ever believed this guy was going to be captured. You know, I know there's some controversy about the language in that reward statement, but the bottom line is my phone call put an end, directly put an end to the biggest manhunt in Southern California history.